a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is kind of wrapping up the show tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. And the Nightside Project has been back for a little while now for a limited edition spring season, and we have just loved every minute of it. So we really appreciate you tuning in. We want to finish the day happy. I've got a great Zen headline. But Alex, we're not quite there yet.
What? What do you mean?
We're not quite at the Zen headline yet.
No, we're
right?
not. We're not. And in fact, I've got to do a our Nightside Pointless quiz. I wanted to give you a couple of these. So these are quiz questions that mean absolutely nothing. They're fun, and they're a lot of fun to kind of find things out about here. So I'll fire up some. Do we want some music for this? Do we want our? No, we could just do our.
I don't know. Have you got music for it?
Well, the Zen headline music's not really appropriate for it. But so you keep talking, Ethan.
Well, I wanted to share with you one thing
before
I got to the Zen headline.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
we can do the
quiz is fine.
Yes.
But there's one thing I wanted to share with you. In fact, I actually brought it up for earlier in the week, but we didn't have a chance to get
to it. Okay, tell me what it is.
And that is Donovan Mitchell's diet. So Men's Health actually has posted an interview with Donovan Mitchell where they kind of review how he stays in shape. And I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. Okay. He drinks 8 bottles of water throughout the day. Okay, number 1.
What kind of bottles are we talking about?
It doesn't say, so just regular bottles of water, I guess, maybe just kind of the regular size, normal size.
Okay, got it.
He drinks 8 of them. He drinks the first thing in the morning. So when he gets up, boom, bottle of water. Okay?
Okay.
He prefers to drink ginger tea in the morning. He also likes pancakes, eggs, and turkey bacon. He'll spend 45 minutes in the weight room.
Got it.
And he drinks 1 to 2 cups of Beat Elite. He says the Jazz training staff introduced me to it, and I really fell in love with having that pre-workout. So he does Beat Elite, B-E-E-T, or
okay.
B-E-E-T.
You're talking about the vegetable?
Yeah. I think so, Beat Elite.
Okay.
And then he has a smoothie
after the workshop.
Could you imagine starting
a company and you're like, I'm calling it Beat Elite?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he has a chef. He says, quote, I ended up having a chef help me out and get me some healthy smoothies. I think that's really helped him. He uses his favorite smoothie includes green apples or apples, oranges, and yogurt.
Yeah,
apples,
good.
Oranges, and yogurt.
That sounds like pretty good food. That sounds like
a
pretty good deal. It sounds like he's not going too crazy.
When it comes to lunch, he eats grilled chicken and pasta. There are times, and I didn't know this about Donovan Mitchell. But he's got a chef, I guess. There are times where there are things that I don't like, but I tell my chef to put them in there.
Yeah,
tell me what they are.
I think that some of these, and I don't know if it's true or not, but a lot of these teams, they put out big money for chefs to provide nutrition for their guys.
Yeah.
So it's like they can get this stuff, but the chef might show up. It might be a team paid for thing. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? It's dinner though, where Men's Health says he eats his favorite food. He particularly loves sweet potatoes and duck. Quote, duck is something I really fell in love with. My chef cooks it, prepares it, he does a really great
duck.
Job.
Duck. Come on.
All right. So there you go.
All right. Ethan, our totally worthless quiz for today. Are you ready for these mm-hmm. are you ready for these questions? Here we go. Ethan, a jiffy is actually a measurement of time.
Okay.
Any idea how long a jiffy is? Like, hey, I'll get jiffy. That for you in a jiffy.
I'm going to say it's just a moment. Like, well, just like a second.
Yeah, it is. It's just 300 milliseconds.
But who made that up?
I don't know. It's an actual measurement.
I already do not like this quiz, but keep going.
It's already okay. Okay.
Keep going. Let's see if this
Cookie Monster has a real name.
Cookie Monster does?
Yes. What is Cookie Monster's real name?
Filbert.
Cookie Monster's real name is Sid.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. Look, right, you can't okay. you can't do this after every question.
All
no,
right, okay.
it's not.
All right. I won't do it. I'll stop doing that. I'll stop raining on this quiz.
This
I
actress.
Mean, it's a quiz. It's an interesting quiz. I'm just, it feels, well, keep going.
That's fine. This actress is, in fact, older than sliced bread.
I got to name an actress that's older than sliced bread?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's say there are probably a lot of actresses that are. I'm going to say, who's the last surviving Golden Girl? What's her face? You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Betty White.
Betty White is older than sliced bread.
Did I get it right?
Friggin' nailed it. Woo! Look at you. Now this quiz is awesome, right?
Now it's amazing. Now this is the best quiz you've ever done.
Let me see here. Ethan, yeah. A couple of these. Not once during the Humpty Dumpty nursery does it mention that he's an egg. So it's
Humpty
actually,
Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty. Oh, yeah, you're right. Never says.
It's actually very creepy. It's very creepy. It's a traumatic brain injury. All right. Mm-hmm. Ethan, hippopotamuses, in fact, do actually produce milk because they're mammals.
Okay.
But there's something distinct about it. What is it?
Is it blue?
It's pink.
Oh, it's pink.
Hippo milk is pink, Ethan.
Fun.
There you go.
What makes it pink, though?
I have no idea.
Is it blood? Because a little bit of blood in there would make
it
pink.
No, it's not.
I mean, I don't want to gross everybody out, but I'm just saying
that would help. Wow.
The little bit of blood in there would make it pink.
Or they eat a lot of strawberries. Ethan, this animal always gives birth to identical quadruplets. This animal.
Identical. Is it a squirrel?
Armadillos.
Armadillos. Armadillos. Mm.
The unicorn is the national animal of this country.
North Korea?
No, I said it's this country. It's our national animal.
Well, I don't know. Where would they really? It's somewhere in the Middle East. It's a Middle Eastern country.
Oh, come on. These are actually, I'll say this. These are some of your people.
What do you mean some of my people? The Irish?
The Scottish.
Oh, the Scottish.
Yes, the Scots,
yeah,
Ethan.
Not so much the Scots with me.
Oh, what? Because every other Irish. Show, you'll claim it. If it's got like a good story out of Scotland, you'll be mm-hmm. like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is not a good story out of Scotland, is it?
So there you go. All right, Ethan, I'm going to turn up the music. It's time for you to get to your Zen headlines. You got to do it quickly, though.
All right, Zen headline today. According to experts in the telecommunication industry, there is another coronavirus victim, and that is robocalls. Robocalls are way down because across the globe, call centers have been shutting down. So they're actually down. They're down to 2.9 billion placed in April in the U.S., down from 4.1 billion in March, 4.8 billion in February. That's a daily average of 97 million calls, down from 132 million calls. So we're heading in the right direction. So, you know, not every coronavirus victim is worth
You know what?
Over.
That's actually, I can, now that I think about it, 100% true.
Yeah.
I haven't had nearly the amount of stupid calls that come to my phone on like a number that's three digits off of mine, but starts with the same digits, you know?
Can I give you another Zen headline?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lagoons open this weekend.
Hey, look at that.
Yep, I've been following that. And you know, we've been doing updates on Lagoon.
And now here we are.
They're doing reservations and face masks.
Okay.
So there you go. They're opening up 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Congratulations.
They've got a reservation system for visitors.
Good job.
So I think I might
Might try it?
Well, I don't know. You know, because the crowd's going to be lower.
Yeah.
And I don't care about wearing face masks. I'll wear face masks all day.
Oh, I thought you meant, I don't care about wearing it. You're not going to make me when I go on a cannibal.
I'll wear face masks. I got no problem with
that. For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Geary. Thanks for being a part of the show. We'll be back again. Oh, we got a best of show on Monday for Memorial Day. And then we'll be back again live on Tuesday. So stay with us all through then, and we'll see you then.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.